Hey, it's Wei, and you're listening to Untethered and Prosperous, the podcast where we focus on the two biggest things passionate, purpose-driven entrepreneurs need to untether to become wildly prosperous and successfully happy. And those two huge anchors are bad money stories and chronic self-sabotage. So what we do is have real and inspiring conversations with amazing entrepreneurs who have done just that. So get ready to get untethered and get prosperous. Hey, it's Wayne. Welcome to another episode of the Untethered and Prosperous podcast, which is all about helping you become more untethered from your bad money stories and chronic self-sabotage patterns so that you can create a more prosperous life. And once again, we have an 8-minute mic drop moment from one of our amazing guests that we just finished recording a super yummy full episode of good, untethering, prosperous content. Alona Lipari is an amazing coach to entrepreneurs to help them systemize and growth in their businesses, but more importantly, to create that lifestyle that we talk about so much in this podcast. And before I go too much into the bio, because you're going to have to wait for the full episode, Alona, welcome to the show. You have 8 minutes or less to leave a mic drop tip or strategy so that our audience can get a taste of what you're all about.
Yeah, thanks so much, Wei, again. And I want to share with your audience that one of my big takeaways of life really becoming a journey of connecting the dots backwards from all our experiences, all the things that we have encountered are really there to help us give us the information and raise our consciousness towards the next level and the next phase and stage in life and business that we want to go into. And it really becomes about untethering all the limitations, all the human limitations of our mind, of our brain, of what really stops us from getting ahead and really realizing our ultimate vision and our ultimate potential in life. As we grow and evolve as human beings, there is seasons to our life, there is seasons to our business growth, and we need to stay very open and conscious. And as visionary leaders in really building a legacy business, we need to really understand that we're always must be evolving as human beings, where our business is always going to grow as big as our awareness, the things that we have untethered from. So it's really important to constantly work on that. In order to build a big empire, as we always say, or leave a business that has a legacy, has an impact, has really amazing impact on the prior and the future generations, it's really important to really build the business that we want from very authentic foundational values and to really create the foundations in the business that we need in order to build upon that. It's much like a house. If the right values and the right foundations are not in place, just like with a house, we need all the right materials in order to build, stories on top of stories. We need to ensure that we have all these different systems in our business always working, our marketing, our sales, our team, our service delivery, having the right people in the right places so that as visionaries, we can always work on that vision on innovating and taking the company forward. Business growth is just like life stages. We grow through the different phases and stages, and we constantly need to stay aware that whatever took us to a certain amount of growth is not going to be necessarily the same thing that is going to help us get to the next level. So that's why I created the platform, The Life School, because I don't really see business and life as separate. And most of us as purpose-driven entrepreneurs, we are looking to build a business that really leaves a legacy. And we want to pretty much make sure that we are working on purpose with the things that we align with. So really ensuring that that is always happening is really the soul's fulfillment. I always say the more you grow through the journey, the more you understand that you want to build a business that makes an impact because of the service that you are providing to other people and the help that you are providing to others. So building a business on purpose, to me, it means that you are aligning all your gifts and everything that you have to offer and all your life experiences, which at random don't really seem like they're going to be needed somewhere. But as you go along the journey, you really realize that everything is there to really help you. And letting things flow, letting things, you know, operate in that level and really work with energy, which is so important. And really, you know, understanding that all the things that have happened are just the pedestals or have grown you to that level where now you can tackle the next, you know, growth stage that you are untethering from in life and business.
Right. So what I heard there from what you're describing is probably something, an element or a few elements rather, out of your book, because I caught that when you were saying connecting the dots backward. That's the name of your book, isn't it?
That is the name of my book. And that's exactly why I wrote it. Just looking back through my life experience of how it led me to the work that I'm doing today and how everything that I thought was hard or was unnecessary or experiences or, you know, challenges that I had to overcome. Of course, at that moment in time, I didn't enjoy them. But then looking back, I could see how those shaped my character and my drive and what I do today for the mission that I'm trying to move forward and pull and then and really grow forward with my business.
Right. So let me get this right. So for the people who are listening and they're listening for the tip, because there's layers upon layers of what you just shared, is that, you know, and the concept behind the book, the connecting the dots backward, because I think so many of us, we go through life and we sometimes we're relieved when we're done with a particular painful chapter of our life, of our career, of our relationship. And I think what you're saying is that to stop doing all that and look back at the gifts that we have been given up to this point from our past, all of our experiences are there on purpose to help contribute to us creating a stronger foundation, especially as an entrepreneur, especially as a business owner, right? So I'm wanting to create more that we can't invalidate any of our past experience, however painful it may be, because that's what's going to give us the best results in what we're trying to create. Did I get that right? Is that what you're saying?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And a lot of the skills that we need to learn, especially as entrepreneurs, as this audience of entrepreneurs, but in life in general, which we don't learn from traditional school or even parenting, right? So it's really about how to overcome the challenges in our lives and how to turn those into strengths and how to turn those into impact with helping someone else along the journey. So not only, you know, seeing every problem as a gift pretty much at the end of the day, right, because that is what it really is. And everything I've looked back at, I couldn't predict. Everything that I thought would happen, I actually, something even better happened. So really understanding that, you know, a lot of times the things that happen to us are there, you know, because they need to serve us at that phase and stage, and we need to overcome them, whether it's, you know, challenges that we don't want to be there, but really, you know, having this open outlook to life and having this open perspective that all of challenges have really built us for our present and then all into our future. The book is really to really discover the leader within. I also believe a lot in leadership and, you know, starting with self-leadership. We all have to start, you know, to lead ourselves first and, you know, the things we want to do and build our visions and create the life we want and all that. And then once you have the impact, you know, really casting that vision and those beliefs to your clients, to your team, to your, you know, to the people that surround you. So it's really about discovering that and growing your confidence and really understanding that everyone has at least, I say, one gift inside of them. So start, you know, unraveling and opening that up and share that with the world, because you just don't know through that journey how many more other things you have inside of you that you just didn't know that existed or lived there. So just always keep growing and evolving and constantly challenge yourself to new heights, because you just don't know what you're made of until you actually have to face these things.
Right. So what I would say, the biggest takeaway, I think, for someone that's listening and really kind of looking at what's the big takeaway from this tip and strategy, this 8-minute mic drop moment, is seeing every challenge as a gift. And I think, you know, for our audience, mostly who are 6, 7, 8-figure entrepreneurs that are kind of at this point where like, how do I up level? How do I get to that next level? And I think it's about taking that gift, finding that gift that you missed because you missed looking at a challenge as that gift. And that could actually be the pivotal thing to take to open things up for you and your business. Did I get what you're putting down over there?
Absolutely. You're picking up what I was putting down for sure. That's kind of the gist of the message of the entire book. Of course, there's chapters into each of these things, topics such as leadership, business growth, marketing, all of these, which are all different components that we need to learn and bring into our lives so that we can manifest the ideas and the things we want to set out in the world and make them actual concrete and practical and not work off a theory, because I'm also very practical as a person, my personality. Yep. So yeah, for sure. The gifts. So we have a lot of things inside of us. So we just need to start slowly unravel them as we grow, for sure.
That's awesome. And I think the big takeaway is that, you know, the answer is all within us already. We don't, you know, after a certain point, especially as leaders, we're already leaders. And most of the people who are listening to this podcast are leaders in their own right. And it's just about that up-leveling piece often comes from within. So thank you so much for that mic drop. And if, you know, obviously I forgot to stop you because you were layering on more and more and more stuff. If you want to catch more of Alona, you want to make sure that you subscribe to this podcast so you can watch for the notifications of when her episode is about to drop in about a week or two. So if you don't want to miss that and catch more of the yummy goodness that Alona is bringing to the table, make sure you do that. So again, Alona, thank you so much. You can drop the mic now. You can leave the room because that was awesome. I appreciate you so much. Thank you for sharing that. And we'll talk to you in the next episode. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
And that's it for this episode. Thank you for listening, because you listening is what inspires our guests and me to continue doing what we can to help untether and elevate more human beings to new heights of prosperous success. Now, if what you heard today inspired you to want to finally untether from the bad money stories or chronic self-sabotage behavior patterns that's been holding you back, then you'll want to join our exclusive members-only private podcast that dives deeper into the topics discussed here, along with more actionable strategies, tips, and trainings. Just click on the link in the description of this episode to find out more. Until next time.